Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, tuned in to Are You is Personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Harper Woods, Michigan. Listen, my guests that constantly dials in, those of you that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even for those of you that may be incarcerated behind prison bars that are now listening in tonight, my special guest, you're going to enjoy her. Every now and then we do something different, and that's what we're doing on tonight. I'm so excited to have my first-time special guest on tonight, and none other than comedian Shirlise, the girl in pearls, will be sharing comedy with us on tonight. I am so excited to have her on as my guest for the first time. She will be sharing comedy with us on tonight. So get ready to get your laugh on. We're going to give it a go into prayer as we always do. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. One thing I do want to say to all those of you that may be listening in, sometimes Christians fail to laugh. No matter what's going on in the world, we can't always take everything so serious. Sometimes we have to take time out to laugh. God has a sense of humor as well, I do believe. So I'm so excited to have her on this worldwide platform tonight to be able to share with us what God has given to her, that she's going to hopefully tickle your funny bone on tonight with laughter. Before she do that, please go into prayer. Then I'll come back. I'm going to ask her to share her testimony with us. And then once she shares her testimony, I'm going to do a music break, and then we're going to come back and turn the mic over to her. I do want you all to know that once she finishes on tonight, Do not go off the line because I will open up the phone lines for all of you that have dialed in. If you want to give her words of encouragement or whatever God places on your heart, we want to give you that opportunity to be able to speak to her live on tonight. I'm so excited to have her on. We get to go to prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy of our praise. And we know that there is none like you in all the earth. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us, although we don't deserve it. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guests on tonight, Sister Shirley, as she gets ready to share some comedy with us on tonight over the airways. We continue to ask that you will forgive her and her family of all their sins and transgressions and all those that are faithful jewels of your word, all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your spirit. We thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere. You're everywhere at the same time. So we ask that you will move by your spirit. Touch those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether we know them personally or not. Comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land. Let them be able to continue to look to the hills from which cometh their help. Help them to remember that all of their help comes from you. Heavenly Father, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So now, Lord, we ask that you would intervene on tonight, be in our midst as we get ready to be come forth with this awesome woman of God, that she's going to share a comedy with us on tonight. Hopefully it will motivate some of us to even laugh even a little bit more, even though we're saved in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we believe that you are our creator, and we believe that you do have a sense of humor as well. So I think that it's not in vain that we have her on tonight. It's marvelous in our eyes how you connect your people together. So we give you even glory, honor, and praise for her on tonight. And we ask that you would just have your way. Even those of you that may be confined behind prison bars, we pray that something will be said on tonight that will even make you laugh on tonight, that you will continue to give God glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as always, we do have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight it comes to us saying, mistreating people, then avoiding communication is not protecting your peace, it's avoiding accountability. And that is so powerful and so true. So I'm going to say it again on tonight, the spiritual food for thought. Mistreating people, then avoiding communication is not protecting your peace, it's avoiding accountability. Now that's a fact. I do welcome comments and feedback from our listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. I want to give a shout out to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and our church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is all located in Baton Rouge, Michigan. I want to give a shout-out to them as well. We're getting ready to go as my guest on tonight. Once again, my special guest for the first time on tonight. Oh, I do want to mention that we, every now and then, we do have Christian comedians on this platform. For those of you that have been following me for the last past 10 years, know that we have had comedian Michael Larry has been on twice. We've had comedian Sister Ketchup. She's been on. And we're also trying to reach out to Brother Josiah B. Jones. I think he's still in California right now. God is opening so many doors for him. He's traveling all over the United States. Recently, he was in Atlanta, Georgia. He's all over the place. So we're not jealous. We are happy for him, what God is doing for him. That he's even going into nursing homes and making the senior citizens laugh. And so that's what it's all about. Sometimes we need to make people laugh. Sometimes we just need to take time out and laugh ourselves. And sometimes we need to laugh at ourselves. So that's why I'm so grateful for my special guest on tonight, that she is on the air with us right now. And she's coming on and get her line open up real quick. Go back to her line back so that she can share with us a first. Sister Charlize, once again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I'm so grateful how God connected you and I together down at the Aretha Franklin Jazz, how he connected us together through Brother Rob Mitchell. I am so grateful. I'm so excited to have you on this platform on tonight. But if you don't mind, could you please share with me and the listeners a testimony, please?
Yes. First of all, James Brown, thank you for even having me. It was a divine encounter for us to meet. So it was this was all God, and I'm so grateful unto him. He's done so many things. My testimony, and this is for this. I hope this testimony helps a lot of women, because sometimes we put ourselves in situations that are dangerous, and we don't know, you know, out of love, but lack of love for ourselves. So March 25th of 2022, I was involved in an incident where a car that I was in was shot up 7 times, and bullets came out where I was sitting. And thank God that he removed me from that car literally seconds before the car was shot up. I was with someone who was very special to me at the time, and he was shot. But, you know, God is so good. And, you know, because before we took off to where we were going, I prayed. It was just like it was something in me that forced me to pray for protection. And I remember praying, and I asked God to cover us, you know, and he did. And I remember saying to myself, God, I will obey. He gave me, you know, he spared my life. And I'm so grateful unto him because, you know, they say God takes care of fools and babies. I don't know. I think I was both that night, but I'm just thankful that God didn't give up on me and that he gave me another chance to live for him.
Wow.
And so I'm here today.
Yes. You know what? And we're giving God glory, honor, and praise for you on tonight. But that, like you said, that was nobody but God. That was divine intervention. Nobody but God. So we have to give him the glory, honor, and praise for what he did to spare your life on that night, because he knew he had some more assignments in your life that only you can fulfill in the earth that's going to give him glory, honor, and praise. So thank you for sharing that testimony.
Thank you for allowing me to share that testimony, James, Mr. Brown. I don't know. Can I call you Mr. Brown?
You can call me James Brown. You can call me James Brown.
Okay, James.
It don't matter.
Okay.
The reason I always have my first guest, and this is the first time on tonight, and God be willing, I hopefully will have you on in the near future again. But listen, I'm just throwing it out there right now for you. But I always have my first-time guest share a testimony. Why? Because I believe in God's word, and he said he will share his glory with no one. And so when we share our testimony, that's giving God glory, honor, and praise. We're letting people know that had it not been for the Lord who intervened in our situations, you know, then we would not be here. So somebody needs to hear that testimony and needs to know that just like God did it for you, and he is true to his word, he has no respect for a person, he is still able to do the same thing for anyone else if you just trust in him and believe by faith. So thank you for sharing your testimony with us on tonight. And we're going to get ready to go right now to our music break. And I'm going to come back, follow the music break. Listen, I want to share with you all while I'm kind of wheezing just a little bit. I had to go to urgent care after Sunday morning service. I got down to urgent care at the VA hospital, and they found out that I had very bad sinus. So it's clear now that I give God the glory, honor, and praise that I was wrong to go, because it could have turned into pneumonia. If the doctor had his way, that's what happened. But I just get the antibiotics, and I'm taking them. So everything is clearing up now. So I just get God praise for that. So our music break, and we're going to come back following the music break, and we're going to turn this mic over to my special guest on tonight, none other than comedian Shirley. The girl in the pearls will be with you all, sharing some comedy very shortly. So stand by following this music break, and I'm going to yield this mic to her. Enjoy the music break. For some reason, I'm stuck on this song because of what the world is going through right now. A lot of people say, why do you play that song? Because it's needed for such a time as this. The world is in trouble. People are in trouble. And we want to lift up that family of the young lady that I saw on Facebook yesterday live. That the young lady was down on the Jeffersonian apartment building. That's a high rise. And she was on the she was on the 27th floor, if I'm not mistaken, they said it was. And she jumped off that building in front of all those people and in front of her mother and committed suicide. And she was pregnant at the same time. So we want to lift that family up in prayer. That's why I'm praying for you all tonight. Once again, this song, Pray For Me.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me.
Last for a long time. It's a thank you to laugh. So I now yield the mic to my special guest, Mr. Sharon Lee. I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, James Brown. So I am, like, so excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to treat this as if we're just having a conversation about God. And, you know, you
All right.
said earlier that, yeah, you know, you said earlier that we as Christians need to learn how to laugh, and that's so true because so many times we hold in laughter, and I can remember because being 40, I'm now trying to live saved. And, you know, living saved is hard. And I have learned through my walk that sometimes it feels like you're playing Candyland. And every time I open up that Bible, I get sent right back to start. I think I'm so close to the castle, to the King Castle, and every time I read that Bible, I'm like, oh, man, I done went right back to start. So I said one of my classroom rules is that we never give up. So no matter how times I fall, I'm just going to keep trying. I'm not going to give up on this living saved because I really desire. And then my pastor, I was talking to my pastor about this, and he was telling me to read the Ten Commandments, and that would help me with my walk. And I said, they got rules to live and save? And I was like, well, how many of them? He said, there's 10. I said, 10? There's 10? And he said, 10. So I went and read these rules to live and save. And I'm going to educate y'all because I feel like I can. I've been saved now for 4 days. So I feel like I'm pretty knowledgeable. And so one of the rules is thou shall not steal. And when I read that, I said, I can't take those extra few juices in the self-checkout line no more. Because, you know, I would pay. I would pay. It was bye-bye, skip a few. Bye-bye. But I thought, you know, they say the Lord know your heart. So I thought he also know my pocket. I just was like, you know, Lord, you're going to bless me with this extra food. But so, no, I can't steal. And then it says, honor your father and your mother. And I said, well, Lord, how am I supposed to do this when they live with me? It's hard, you know, at 40. I have both my parents in the house. And it feels like I live with them all over again, except for I'm raising them. So that's another rule I'm working on. And then the other one was you shall not murder. Now, that's pretty broad. Because I said, like, with a gun, knife, because there's so many things. Like, what did God mean when he wrote that? So I was just a little confused by that. So I'm going to talk to the Lord. I haven't gotten clarification just yet. But me and God, we're going to have a conversation about that rule so he can clarify some things for me. And you know what, James, do you know what else I've learned while walking in this 4 days? I have learned that they have this thing called a Baptist finger. Have you seen it? It's this finger that everyone holds up, the Baptist finger.
Oh, never heard of
they
that.
They hold it up at church. Yeah, they hold it up at church. And when you hold up this finger, you can leave. And the ushers let you, they smile and let you leave. Yes.
Oh, I know about that. Yeah.
And
I said,
and, you know, I was sitting in church, and I was watching people throw up this finger and leave before the pastor would preach. So I said, this must be a powerful little thing. So one Sunday, I didn't have my tithes and offering. And I said, I don't want to be sitting on the bench and everyone's walking around, and then the pastor can spot me and know that I'm not giving my tithes and offering. So I said, oh, yeah. And I threw up that little finger, and sure enough, the ushers let me out with a smile, and I said, this little finger works. So I went to Kroger, and it was a long line. And I said, you know what, I don't feel like waiting in line. So I threw up my little finger, my Baptist finger, and I just proceeded to push my buggy out and, you know, put my groceries in the car. Now, I did hear someone screaming at me, but I wasn't sure what they were saying. I was pulling off while they were running. So I'm not sure what they said. I think they just wanted to make sure I made it to my car safely. And I also, you know what, and that Baptist finger, you can use it anywhere. I was on a date, and the guy that I went out with forgot to wear his filter, and because he didn't look like how he looked on the phone.
Oh, my God.
You know, yes, that's who I called on. And so the Lord brought to my attention that I need to throw up that Baptist finger. So I said, okay. So we sat there, and I threw up my finger, and I just, you know, I excused myself. I did learn, though, that you cannot use the Baptist finger in the court of law. The police, the bailiff, they don't like that, and they will jump on you. They will jump on you tough too. So, I'm not telling you all to use the Baptist finger everywhere. What I'm saying is, be wise when you use the finger because it is very powerful. And
yeah, please be wise.
Yeah, you know, so. Please, because, listen, I know it hurts, and I only know from experience. You don't want to put up the Baptist finger in the court of law and walk out. The judge, they don't like it. And then, you know, oh, and then I forgot to tell you. So when I decided to get saved, I was going through a period in my life where I felt ugly. You know, as women, sometimes, you know, life can make us feel like we're not pretty. And so when I got saved, I said, I want, you know, to be reborn again because the Bible says that he can make us as new creatures. And so I thought I would help him, and I ordered me a booty off Walmart. And FYI, Walmart website sells everything, including booties. And I said, you know what? I'm going to help the Lord out, and I'm going to order me a booty. So I ordered a booty. And it was very nice. Now, it looked nice. It wasn't too big. It wasn't too small. It was really perfect. And it went well with my new saved dress. I put it on. Now, the only thing is, though, you can't sit down on it. It's made out of memory foam. So it's only for show. Because once you sit down and get up, it takes a moment before it comes back to the normal shape. Because it's made out of memory foam. So you don't want to sit down with it. And I was so excited. I wore my new booty to church, and I said, this is the Sunday that I'm going to get the Holy Ghost because I had on my new booty. And so, sure enough, you know what song they played? This Means War. Oh. I said, how did James Brown know?
Oh,
did you hear something? Did you hear something about that? Yes. I meant to ask you earlier if you heard about this story.
Oh, my God.
They started playing my song. Yes, listen, they started playing my song, and it was like, this means, well, I said, this is the part, and I started getting the Holy Ghost, and I was really getting it, too, and then everybody there was shouting, and then all of a sudden, I heard silence, and the drum stopped, and then I was like, okay, all right, that means it's over, so, you know, I slowly came out of it, and then I heard a little girl say, Mommy, and I looked, I'm like, and then the lady was pointing down, and she was like, your butt. And I looked down, do you know that my butt had shifted? I had one booty cheek in the front and one booty cheek on the side. And do you not know the pastor put me out of the church because he said I had a demonic booty and he don't want them spirits in his church. And I was trying to lift up my dress to show him that it was just, it was a pain, you know. And then the ushers, let me tell you, when the ladies lift up their dress, ushers don't like that. They'll jump on you like the bailiffs do if you hold up that Baptist finger in the court of law. And the ushers jumped on me, and the next thing I know, I started getting some oil thrown on my forehead, and they was talking in some language. I'm not sure what it was. Not sure what they were saying, but it was something they were saying. And they were saying it angrily because they kept flinging this oil at my face. And then they pushed me out the door. And I said, you know what? And I said to myself as I walked home, I said, you know, Lord, okay, I get it. You know, so I learned from that day on, you don't play with God. You know, because God has a sense of humor. And, and he has a way of exposing you. And so he exposed me. And, you know, I said, you know what? It's all good, you know, because, hey, I've done been embarrassed in more situations. And so I hung up my saved booty. I don't no longer wear it anymore because it got me put out of church. So I said that I won't wear it. But and then I was going to wear it tonight, but then I remembered that the audience not going to see me. So I stopped shaving and everything. I said, I'm not going to shave my beard tonight then because they're not going to see me. So I got half a beard and a half unshaved. Yeah, I was trying to get ready for you, James Brown, in the audience, but I said they're not going to see me, so I left it half on, and I left my booty inside. So I didn't wear none of that tonight. So, yeah. That's it. You know, I am coming to realize in my walk that there are three rules that I'm going to remember, and that is, one, rule number one, we never give up. No matter what you're facing, no matter what storm God placed you in, you never have to give up because he's with you in the storm. And rule number two that I do for myself is that no matter what they say, you only get on your knees for the Lord. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care what they say. You only get on your knees for the Lord because the Lord is the only one that can make you fall upon your knees and praise him. No man can do that. Yeah. Only God, because God is God. And then rule number three, what I remember is that don't look at your today and make it your tomorrow, because your today never defines your tomorrow. God has a way of turning the impossible into possibilities. Those are my three rules in my walk. And and I'm learning that we are all God's special project, all of us. We're all God's special projects. And it's up to us to let him work on us when we're ready. But here's the thing. God's going to do it whether it's voluntarily, whether you go willingly or involuntarily. Unwillingly, and you don't ever want to go unwillingly because God has a sense of humor, hence to my booty shifting. I said, okay, Lord, I get it. I'll keep my... All right, Lord, I got it. So, you know, that's my journey, trying to live safe. I'm getting it one day at a time, James. One day at a time.
And that's what we all have to do, one day at a time. That's right, by faith.
Amen. Yeah, amen. And you know, you know what I said I'm going to not do anymore since I've been saved? I'm no longer going to date on Otis. I'm going to date on ChristianMinglesSingle.com. Because Otis stuff and this tracking informational system, some of those men are criminal. Now, not all of them. Some are, though. But I said, you know what? I'm going to find me a good Christian man. I'm going to go to ChristianMingles.com. The Papa edition. That's like 50 and up. So I'm learning in this walk, James.
Morgan, I'm still learning, too. You ain't doing it wrong. I'm still learning. I think we all are Christian. We're still on a day-by-day journey.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, you know, sometimes we focus so much on the bad that we don't see the lesson or the beauty in the storm, you know, because there's beauty in every storm that we face. We just don't see it sometimes because we focus on the storm. But there's beauty in
the
storm.
Right. And we don't look for it.
You just have to look for it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's the just power, but it's true.
Yeah, it is. And I pray that, you know, I told a few. No, these ain't jokes. My booty did shift, and that's why I thought you might have saw the video on World Star. I heard someone say World Star, and I was like, whoop. So I didn't know if you had saw it on World Star, because I was like, why did he play this? Did he know something? But don't look it up. Don't go to World Star and look me up, though.
I had no clue at all until you said it.
Listen, if you have not seen it on World Star, then Forget what I just said. I'm not on World Star. That is a joke. That is a joke.
All right, okay. We're gonna leave it right there. We're gonna stick a pin right there and leave it there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. I am not the girl with the I'm comedian Shirley, the girl in the pearls, not the girl with the crooked bottom. The crooked booty.
All right, make it plain. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and can I say something? One more thing, James.
Sure.
So you know, I'm starting a movement with my pearls, and my movement is I want to make every woman in this world feel beautiful because we go through so much. And so many times we beat ourselves down, or we let situations beat us down, or we let life beat us down. And I can remember, I'm just saying for myself, I can remember not feeling pretty and not feeling beautiful and doing soul searching, you know, and trying to find my beauty, but forgetting that everything that God makes is beautiful, you know. And so
yes.
I make sure I pearl all the women at my shows to empower them, to let them know that these pearls are not just pearls. Pearls are to empower you to walk into your destiny and to remind you no matter what you face. And, yeah, no matter what you face it with grace and beauty because everything that God makes is beautiful.
Amen.
And so, yes, I'm starting the movement. Yeah, and I'm starting the movement with the female comedians. They say that females, we don't get along. But not in this movement because iron sharpens iron. So
that's right.
I'm on a movement. Yeah. I'm starting a movement. And it's the Pearl Gang movement. So ladies, pull out your pearls because you need to walk. Remember to always walk in grace. And sometimes you might have to take your pearls off and wrap it around someone, and you know, to get your point across. But you just make sure you pull them.
Don't do that. Don't get an enemy with another word. Don't get an enemy with another word.
That's good. Yes, because no matter what
you do,
I do understand
what you're saying, though. I do understand.
Yes, because
sure
listen, no matter what you do. Because no matter what you do, you always do it as a lady. If you have to wrap your pearls around someone's neck, you don't. But now, listen, I told you I learned that rule. I still got to figure out the fine blueprint, but thou shalt not murder. So you only, you know, give them enough to pass, let them pass out, not to hurt them permanently. The girl in the pearls. That's right.
Sister of Charlize. Now, speaking about the pearls,
yes.
I know the recent first dance when you and I met in the lobby, you were doing that. The women were. Now, just in case the platform, we do know that those that are incarcerated behind prison bars may not be able to do this, take advantage of it. But for those that are able to reach out to you, even this for men as well, if you want to reach out and show her pearls for your wife or your lady friend, this is being to get in contact with you to purchase pearls.
You can get in contact with me through Facebook as Comedian Shirley. You can also reach me on Instagram. Contact me on Instagram, Comedian Shirley, Jane Smith. And also, if you want, because I'm also a preschool teacher, so I don't make much money. Now, if you want, you could also, I take donations for pearls, and that my Cash App is $Shirlyse, Cherlyse, uppercase A, and you can make a donation because I don't only just pearl the ladies, I pearl the little girls at school as well. Like, I'm starting a movement, not just with the older women, I'm pearling the babies on up. I want every girl in this world to feel beautiful.
Amen. That's wonderful.
So that's
my.
Yes.
Okay. Do me a favor. Do me one more time. Give me a my listeners. Again, this is worldwide and local. And once again, give that information out in case you might need it. They may want to share it with someone else. Also, the listeners that didn't get a chance to download this play tonight, they can also make it because they share that information one more time as to how they can reach out to you to obtain pearls.
You can contact me via Facebook as Comedian Cherlise or Instagram Comedian Cherlise Jane Smith, or you can also make a donation and to my Cash App, that's $ Cherlise uppercase C H E R L Y S E uppercase A. Donations are always appreciative. Also, I do perform every Friday and Saturday at Tony Roney's Comic Vibe at Starters on Plymouth Road in Detroit. So always feel free to come check me out because I pearl for free. If you come to my show, you definitely leaving with a set of pearls on your neck. And hopefully, not just with a set of pearls, but hopefully you feel like you can face the world in those pearls, that there's nothing you can't do. And it just every time you look at them, it reminds you of how beautiful you are. So I pearl at every show. So make sure, you know, if you're ever looking for something to do, come check me out at Tony Roney's Comic Vibe and Fire the Starters on Plymouth Road.
Excellent. Yeah, I told you how you had the pearls on the when I met you,
I'm sorry.
You was in the lobby. I said that was at the Perfect Jazz Club when I met you. That's at the Masonic. Is that the Masonic Temple? That's not music hall. Is that that's a music hall, right?
No, that was yes, it was. Yes.
That's at the music hall. You had to pull.
Well, I'm sorry.
To
it's great.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, I hear you now.
You go ahead. You were saying something else before opening up the phone line.
Oh, yes. Wait, can I give a shout out?
Sure.
I didn't know if I could. I just want to shout out my mom, my dad. You know, I'm doing this for my family. My daughter Bailey, my sister April, my other sister Tamara, writing for Hollywood. Please look out for her. She wrote a hot holiday film. It's my very hood Merry Christmas, a very merry hood Christmas. My sister, she wrote that film, so if you all could check it out, it's on Amazon and it's on Tubi. Make sure you check that out. And also, a special shout-out to Tony Roney. He gave me my first platform in comedy. And then I have to also give a very, very, very special shout-out to Ronnie Chanel. Ronnie Chanel was the first one who believed in me before I even believed in myself. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for her. So listen, make sure you support Ronnie Chanel. She's doing a lot of great things. Please make sure you support her. That is my sister in comedy, and I love her because without her, I won't even be here. Okay, that's it. Go ahead.
You said something about Mike Larry. You was up under his.
Yes, and Mike Larry, yes. So Ronnie Chanel, they sponsored me to go to Mike Larry's comedy school. And from there, I learned how to write. So Mike, shout out to Mike Larry. He taught me how to write jokes. And I'm so thankful for all the comedians and the people that God has placed on my path. I know this is nothing but God. This is a divine, I know. And I'm sorry, I want to give one more shout out. I have to give a special shout out to someone special in my life. He know who he is. CJ. So. Yeah, he's one of my biggest supporters.
Amen. That's wonderful. And that's good to know. But listen, I'm committed to open up the phone lines. I know a lot of people that do dial in, a lot of them do not say anything. A lot of them just that dial in don't say anything, so don't be surprised. But we thank God for the ones that do dial in and do say something. So, and again, all of my shows are kept in archives. So if you know of anyone that did not get a chance to listen to you live on tonight, just give at work or whatever, your other comedian friends, just give them the website, this website, and you can always go back to it and pull it up and listen to it all over again.
Okay.
Hold on just one second. And you give them a chance to speak to you on tonight. Okay.
All right,
Paul. The phone lines are open. If you was blessed by her tonight, the phone lines are open. If you encourage her, you have an opportunity to do so. The phone lines are open now. Anyone?
Come on.
Yes. Hello? Okay. Hold on a second. That's me in the back. Hold on just 1 second. Just 1 second. The devil is alive. Can you all hear me now? Can you speak to me? Sister Shirley, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. The phone lines are open for anyone that has. If you have a person for her on the phone, please let her know. The lines are open. Anyone. Dialed in right now. Oh my God, someone just dialed in. Anyone that's been on the line and heard her, if you have been joining her tonight, let me know. Praise the Lord, anyone. I'm looking at my screen. I see all the numbers that are in. Yeah, anyone.
Anyone?
Come on,
someone? Someone?
Hello?
Anybody? Yes, hello. Yes, sir.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Sister Shirley.
Yes.
Yes, I have a question. You're a very talented young woman. And I just want to know you have a nice you know, it's a nice clean version of comedy and it's a breath of fresh air and you know the motivation and you sound so positive. Do you look forward to taking this on to global, where you can, you know, entertain people that, you know, have faith and don't want to hear a lot of, you know, negative things and laugh?
Thank you for such a wonderful compliment. Yes, I pray that the Lord uses me to touch everyone just globally. So I am one who loves to see people happy. I am a giver, you know, and
I'm one who wants to.
And so I wanted. I'm sorry.
Doing all it's just a little.
That's a lot.
And so, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
So could you speak up?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
It's like a lot going on in the background.
It is. I think he just hung up. Okay. Hello, anyone else?
Anyone?
Hello.
But to answer his question, yes, I do plan to go global. I plan to become international. So I have always, I'm a teacher. And
right.
It is a quote that I was given when I first started teaching. And my principal, Amy Porkazowski, I love her. She said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And so that's my goal, to become the change that I wish to see in the world.
That's right. Absolutely. I believe in that as well. I truly believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
The phone lines are still open for anyone that's still on the line. The phone lines are still open. I know we have Sister Tara Doss, one of the members of that. Good World Pastor Church in Harper Woods, Michigan. I see that she's on the line, but I do want to apologize for her. She would speak, but she's having issues with her voice. The devil has been attacking her voice, and sometimes she can speak, sometimes she cannot. So this is one of those nights that she cannot speak. I know she would say something positive to you if she was able to, because she is on the line. I'm looking at her memo right now. But for anyone else that has dialed in, if you were blessed or encouraged by my guest on tonight, could you please let us know? Let us know.
Please let us know. Somebody. Anybody.
I'm looking at all these numbers. Hello? Like I said, we have a lot of people that do dial in, but they don't say anything. But you know what? I don't want to worry about that. We can give God the glory and praise for you, Sister Shirley. And you know what? You stay faithful to what you're doing, and you continue to keep your company clean.
Thank you.
And keep giving God the glory. And He's going to open more doors for you than you ever could imagine. So that's what I was. Those are my words of encouragement for you. And once again, I thank God for allowing our paths to cross at the music hall. When I got up there, did my lip syncing. Ain't No Sunshine, which is gone. If you can remember that. We thank God for Him connecting us together. So this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And Lord be willing, hopefully I will be able to have you on again very soon. My schedule is already filled up for until the end of the year. So it'll probably be like early part of next year when I have you back on. But don't worry. As soon as I can, I will definitely have you back on. So I know you have a lot of material. So just have some material ready so when I call upon you that you'll be available. Hopefully that we can set a date that you can come back on again early next year and share some more crisp and clean comedy with me and my worldwide listeners. So until then, continue to support with the girls and I love what you're doing with that. We're blessing a lot of people in more ways than you can imagine. So even the little girl in the shoes, I like that idea. I like what you're doing. God is glorifying these priests for what you're doing in terms of your hands. So that your work, your labor is not in vain. In either one of these areas, labor is not in vain. No matter what people say, some people may give you the close eye about it. Because some people nowadays, even Christians, they like all this nasty, filthy communications coming out of our community's mouth. But then we have communities that are
thank you.
You're quite welcome. So I'm just going to close
thank
out
you.
In prayer right now. You're quite welcome. I will be communicating with you in the next few days. For now, we're going to close out for tonight. My sister is Pastor Ron May. Pastor Ron May will be delivering God's word on the coming in the name of Jesus. We come on tonight to be under the place for who you are. We thank you for you allowing my special guest, comedian Cheryl, to go in the pearls and share some clean comedy with us tonight. And you was happy with her all tonight. Labor is not in vain. So continue to bless the works of our hands. Continue to encourage her, put her faith, hope, and trust in you, Heavenly Father, that you will that she will allow and lead the guidance of her path. That you're going to open doors to her, be open for her, where she can share things around the world that you will be glorified, and there are other people who be laugh to heaven, not laugh in years on these. Because of their circumstances. So open those doors for her, just like you've done for other Christian comedians, because we know that you have no respect of persons. What you've done for one, you will do the same for others. So we just thank you for her. Thank you for her life. Continue to bless her and strengthen her and use her for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now until the next time, We're going to come forth this Saturday night with Nub and Pastor Ron and Nate. We'll be sharing God's word. So once again, know that all of my shows are kept in archives. For those of you that have friends that may want to be have a laughter and did not get a chance to listen in on tonight and be blessed by my guest, comedian Shirley, the girl in pearls, give them this website so they can be blessed by her as well. So until this coming Saturday, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.